Are you guys propagandists or your media? I'd like to know, which are you?
We're a talk show.
Well, you sound like more like propaganda from the left than...
We're a talk show. We're talking about stuff.
And things.
And inviting you to talk with us as well. 629-7970 on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Now, one thing that I have mentioned in the past is my...
disdain?
That's a strong word, but probably accurate. I guess just... I don't see the necessity for small talk. I'm not one of these people that feels like if there's silence, I need to fill the room with air.
That's
with
me.
Noise.
That's me.
Yeah.
I'm that guy.
I know you are.
I'm weirded out by it, like right now. I got to keep filling. I guess I'm weirded out by that sound of silence.
Nothing will happen to you. It's all right. And I don't know what this woman's credentials are. But she is saying...
What's her name?
Her name is Colleen... Colleen Stewart.
Colleen Stewart, okay.
Yeah. And she's saying that not only can you learn small talk, but that it's actually important.
How so?
It's important to engage in small talk.
How so? Is it important?
And just for purposes of conversation, so that we know what we're talking about with small talk here, it's just a sort of mundane. Hey, how about it's warm today, isn't it?
It's what you will have with coworkers that you don't really care for, mm-hmm. Your clerk at the grocery store, just people that you interact with momentarily.
Correct.
I would imagine that's what I consider small talk, mm-hmm. like. If I go to the grocery store and they go, hey, how are you doing today, sir? Good. Yourself? Pretty good. And then I go, or they say, boy, I can't believe these things are on sale. And I go, yeah, those are, or whatever. I say, hey, having a party, need some ice, that kind of thing.
I'm actually getting mad right now listening to you recount this. It's actually angering me.
Angering you that I talk with people that much?
If I were in your situation, that would just frustrate the hell out of me.
What do you mean frustrate you?
Oh, God.
I don't start it. Only at times do I start it. I've gotten better on elevators.
That's good.
You've taught me well on that. I used to be on elevators, say, some, whatever, this, that, the other thing. But now I unless there's an obvious joke to be made or I can see something, I tend to stay quiet.
According to Ingrid Pyler, Dr. Ingrid Pyler, who is a professor of applied linguistics, she brings up the idea of what's going on in an elevator. She has an interesting take on it.
Okay.
Say you're on in the work elevator with a stranger and you exchange a few seconds of pleasant conversation about how warm the weather is getting. It actually has nothing to do with the weather, says Dr. Pyler. It's about being confined in a space with a total stranger. We feel the need to have a sense of security. So it's really about saying, I don't mean yin yarm. I'm just, I'm okay, you're okay, and everybody's okay.
I can look a little squirrely.
Yeah.
So I'm just letting everyone know I'm not here to harm anyone.
And so it begs the question, because I will get in an elevator. I may say, what floor, if I'm standing by the buttons.
Right.
That's
just
like
the
that.
Nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Do you ever seen the person that doesn't do that?
I mean, nod. Oh, yeah, and you got to reach around, reach in front of them.
Well, they're even worse than you. They just stand there and don't say anything to anyone. And they don't get out of the way.
Right.
And they just assume everyone's going to the same floor they are. I hate that guy. At least turn to me and go, what floor?
Yeah. So how do we figure out whether someone is normal by establishing common ground? That's the basis of a relationship.
Okay.
And so she's arguing, and they're all arguing that making the small talk is really just sort of a normalizing
of the situation.
Of everybody in the room.
I can see that.
And
you got a problem with that?
No. I mean, I don't necessarily disagree, but I also don't think it's necessary. I don't feel so alarmed when I'm on an elevator with somebody that I think if this person doesn't say something, I'm going to start freaking out. Or if I don't say something.
I don't as much anymore.
It's just a little ride up to the floor, and then you get off. It's really not.
But
even,
I feel sometimes I feel what it's it? Rude 80, if I don't say anything.
75 seconds, maybe you're on an elevator. I mean, it's just it's nothing.
I can read the room a little bit better, but I feel it's rude if I at least don't say something. You know? And sometimes I'll open the conversation, like, I won't open the conversation by saying something, but I'll open the conversation by holding the elevator door, mm-hmm. like if they're running, and then they'll say, thank you, I'll be, oh, not a problem, and then it goes from there.
Stop. That's thank you, not a problem. There's nothing else that needs to be said.
Well, if they go, well, I was running, you know, whatever, and I go, I, you know, I get that.
Why would they offer that information up?
Sometimes they do.
I don't, see, I guess.
Okay, so let me throw this out there to you. I'm going to be, like I mentioned, I'm going to be in Disney. You're going to hear a lot about this because I'm like 10 days away. Sometimes those lines for those rides mm-hmm. are 45 minutes. You're trying to tell me you don't speak to anyone on either side of you in a line for 45 minutes?
No.
Even if they say something to you?
Well, if they say something to me, I'll respond, of course.
But then you don't strike up a conversation?
No.
That makes the line go by faster.
No, there's no reason to do that.
It makes the line go by faster. You can make friends.
629-7970. How do you handle small talk? And do you think it's does it bother you, or is it just a big nothing? And it's not. Look, I don't. First of all, a lot of it is on me. I don't believe for a second that I have anything particularly interesting to say to somebody. So that's a big part of it.
Okay, so you don't want to bore anybody, is what
yeah.
you're saying.
It's like I have no reason to believe that somebody else, a total stranger,
would be interested in what's going on with you.
Wants me to have a conversation with them. So that's the beginning of it.
Okay,
and then it's very apparent to me that whatever they have to say isn't interesting either, because it's usually something about weather out there. Sure is the wind is.
Oh, I try to stay away from all
things.
That stuff.
Yeah, that's
I'm
small
more
talk to me.
I'm more perceptive. When I'm in the elevator, I'll see what you got or whatever, or, you know, whatnot. Or if I got the, you know, pizza I'm bringing back to the room, they go, oh, that's good stuff. Oh, yeah. And then I'll get into a conversation about what's the best pizza around.
You're perceptive, you say.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, you're on Newstalk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
Most of the time I'm okay with it, but I particularly don't like it when I go into a gas station early in the morning, get a cup of coffee on the way to work. I'm not awake yet. And they're yeah. telling me about their personal life. I'm like, oh, my God, just... How much for the coffee? I don't care how... My kid got arrested last night. I told him that. It was like, oh, my God, what?
That's not my problem.
That is
thank you.
That is an astonishing phenomenon when people just offer up information
oh, yeah.
that you shouldn't know, first of
correct.
All. Correct. And you would never share with a stranger.
I had that one time when I went to a... And I even went to a self-checkout, but something screwed up in the self-checkout. So the person running, you know, they have the one person in charge of like the five or six different lanes. She came and I'm like, oh, sorry, I guess I'm causing problems. She's like, no, you're fine. But you know who's causing problems? My husband. But I'm like, what? How do you, all I need is you to punch in a number. How am I getting about your husband's a pain in your butt? And you haven't slept into it and you're thinking about, it's like, good Lord.
Yeah.
I don't go that deep. I'm very superficial in my small talk.
And truly... Because I know it makes people uncomfortable when I don't say anything. Because I'm a very quiet person.
You are. Which is crazy because you talk for a while.
I know. After a while, it just becomes fatiguing for me. But again, it's not because I don't like you. It's not because I don't want to be here with you. It's just I got nothing to say right now.
Yeah.
So therefore, I'm not going to say things.
You're like Silent Bob. You only speak when it's something very important.
Hi, you're on Newstalk 94.7 and 970 WMAY.
I just wanted to say something about people that share personal information, you know, with others, and when it's not always wanted. I mean, yeah, they're annoying, but they're also this. They're probably the most trustworthy people you'll ever meet because they have nothing to hide. Nothing to hide because people that have nothing to hide, hide nothing at all.
That's an interesting way to look at that.
That's the truth. I mean, I'm the same way. I mean, I'll try to share what I'm thinking with other people, try to get their feedback on it. But it's not because they're trying to be annoying. It's because they are trustworthy people and would probably help you.
I don't believe, yeah. And I appreciate the call. Thank you. I don't think they're trying to be annoying or anything. And I'm not necessarily... It's not fair to me to say I'm annoyed by it. I just see no reason for it.
At some point, I guess they're trying to solicit advice, maybe. They're trying to talk out a problem. Because most of the time, it's something bad happened. Like, I can't, you know, that gentleman with the phone call about my kid got arrested last night, I can't believe. So I don't know if they're just trying to vent and they don't have any other outlet to do so. And that's fine. It still kind of shocks me. I'm a pretty forward person, you know, when I get to know people. But I'm not, the first thing I'm not going to say when I grocery store, how you doing? Well, you know, my dad just had a triple bypass. But, you know, I'm not going to go into all that.
Right.
I'm just going to say,
People do that, though.
Oh, they do. I'm going to go, not too bad. You find everything okay? And I usually go, yeah, you know, and obviously more than I probably needed. Look at, you know, whatever.
Dr. Pyler says it's important to engage with the context when you're making small talk. There are no universal perfect topics, she says. The weather is ideal, but it exhausts itself quickly. That's why you have to take it somewhere of interest to both parties in the conversation.
Thank you. That's why you can be perceptive like me and see what's going on. Read the room.
It may seem shallow, but remember, it can help you set about establishing a relationship that's more long-lasting. If the weather is a tired subject, bring up a media story everyone is talking about, particularly in the celebrity and entertainment field.
Oh, great. So today you're going to have to go, how about that Brangelina? Oh, that was shocking, wasn't it? Can't believe that they're breaking up.
Shut up.
What is this world coming to? And Brangelina can't even make it. I don't know how I'm going to make it in my relationship.
This is News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. I'm always self-conscious about this topic because it's happened more than once where I'll be out someplace, and someone will want to come up and say something and just say they listen to the show or whatever, but they always kind of preface it with, I know you don't like talking to people, but... That's not what it is. Damn it. Get away from me.
You just don't like talking to people in small settings or small talk settings.
Entertain me. Be interesting. It's Mike and Molson on News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. We're talking about small talk, an article, a couple of people researching that not only is small talk important,
but
you too can do it.
All right. What are some of the things I need to do?
So we just talked a little bit about, the weather is kind of an easy one, or just sort of stuff that's going on in society and culture.
Or if you're perceptive like me and you see him wearing some type of sports team, you go, hey, what about that game? Are you going to the game tonight? Or that kind of thing.
Unless you're familiar with a person, certain conversations are big no-nos.
Like?
Anything that may inspire strong emotions. Politics and religion are seen as the most taboo topics.
Yeah, you don't go in and go, yeah, that Trump guy's crazy, right?
Right. But topics such as sex, death, and health ailments are also best left out. Too much detail in certain areas is best avoided.
Correct.
Don't talk about your bowel movements or any sort of bodily functions or anything like that.
How are you doing? I'm pretty regular yourself. You get enough brand going on in there?
Check this out. If you walk into the work kitchen and see somebody who doesn't seem willing to engage, they must just be having a bad hair day. Everybody has moments they don't wish to engage, and that's fair enough.
A bad hair day.
They're
just saying they're having a bad day. Gotcha.
I guess.
Sometimes you just don't want to talk to people. I get it.
Right. But that's not me. It's not that I don't want to talk to you.
It seems like it.
Just don't belabor me with stuff that I know you don't really care about.
Don't go longer than you have to, is what you're saying. Brevity is your big thing.
If you're just gonna say, hey, it's 84 today.
Hot out there, huh?
What am I going to do with that information?
They're expecting you to go kind of crazy considering we're almost autumn that it's this hot. Oh, I know. It's going to be a lot.
That is not a conversation.
What do you mean it's not a conversation? That's an inane speaking of words?
Nothing's getting accomplished. I don't believe the other person
wants to. Not every conversation has to accomplish something.
No.
Look at this show.
Shut up. I think we do good. Hi, you're on WMAY.
I just want to make a recommendation to you guys to spend some time in the deep south in Dixieland, okay? Because if you ask a person down there, how you doing, pal?
Yeah.
They're going to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you the truth, yeah.
And even if you get a gal from the deep south, it's on the service line for something you're calling for your phone or your cable service or anything like that, and you can tell they're from the deep south, they'll do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's how they are. I mean, they'll just tell you.
Agreed. Thank you very much for the phone call. When I went down to visit my wife in Arkansas, I was very afraid because I had a red mohawk at the time. And I've told this story many times before. They are so engaging with you. This guy at the bar was like, hey, how'd you get your hair to stand up like that? I said, oh, you know, it's hair glue. And I was on my way to the bathroom. He goes, oh, what kind? Where'd you get it at? And I go, I got to use the restroom. I'll be right back. And went to use the restroom. And before I know it, he went into the stall, stood up on the toilet, looked over while I'm going to the bathroom and goes, so what kind of hair glue was that again? I was like, sir, all you would ask, wait, is 2 minutes. But they were so engaged in the conversation. He didn't believe me that I would come back in 2 minutes and tell him.
Boy wanted some hair glue.
Yeah, he did. He wanted to know more about this red mohawk thing.
And your method of saying, okay, you look at somebody, and I don't know, they got a Blackhawk shirt on. Okay, there's commonality there. And I think that's probably a legitimate reason to say, oh, I'm a Blackhawks fan too, and off you go.
Yes, that's what I do. Like, especially in Chicago, be like, oh, you going to the Cubs game later today? Yeah, we're in town for that. Oh, that's cool. Where are you from? Is this going to be the year? Cool. Have fun at the game. That's the conversation.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's kind of okay.
Okay. I think it's fine.
It feels pedestrian to me.
It insists upon itself.
I want it to be more interesting. That's really all I'm asking for. Just you know, and really, my level of what's interesting is not very high. It's just that if it's just going to be, whew, I don't know why they don't synchronize the lights here in Springfield.
So what you're saying is, next time someone sees you, be like, how about that President Bongo from Gabon?
See?
What's going on there?
I could talk for 45 minutes about President Bongo.
There we go. Now we know.
And because we've done so much research on President Bongo in the last couple of days.
By the way, if you haven't seen the picture at Mike and Molson's Facebook page, check it out.
Elder
it's
Bongo.
Pristine.
Yeah. He looks like a James Bond villain.
He does. It's awesome.
Armed with a tiger.